On the show today, we have Exceed Financial's President and CEO Teresa Freeborn and CUNA's very own Chris Lawrence talking about the restart of the Open Your Eyes campaign for credit unions. Lots of takeaways, lots of numbers, lots of stats, lots of results, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Teresa Freeborn from Exceed Financial. Teresa, how are you?
Oh, really well. Thank you, Mike. Good to chat with you as always.
Always. Likewise. And then right down below us here is Mr. Chris Lawrence from CUNA. Chris, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much.
Good. Glad to hear everyone's A-okay in your respective necks of the woods.
Yes, East Coast is enjoying the summer.
Oh, I bet. Oh, a little bit. I'm sure there's a little bit of humidity where you are, just a little bit. But that's what AC was made for. So, all right. We digress. Hey, we're talking about the restart of Open Your Eyes, the Open Your Eyes campaign, and it's this all we're talking about these days. A lot of, I keep hearing about it, and all the the leagues joining and all that type of stuff. So it sounds like it's really good news. But I wanted to start with, I just saw, Chris, that you guys won an award. So and I
we
can't
did.
Yes, I can't recall the name of it, so I apologize. But I just
no, it's the Hermes Award.
That's it.
An International Marketing Award. Yes, and we were a Platinum Award winner. So we were recognized out of a humongous group of people. We were singled out and recognized for that for our digital campaign. And it's been awesome because one of the things that happens when that gets displayed is every vendor that sells marketing sees you and goes, "Wow, your campaign is great. Can we help you with it?" So it's been really exciting to talk to both credit unions who were excited about it, as well as outside partners who are interested in working with us.
That acknowledgement is awesome for sure. And I'm going to get to you, well, both of you guys, why the restart of the Open Your Eyes campaign? What's going on? So why, I know we've been through some crazy, crazy times the last 5 months. That's the understatement of the year. But what's going on with the restart? Why? And Teresa, if you want to start on this one, or Chris?
Maybe Chris obviously is involved in the very nuts and bolts of all of this, but at the end of the day, you said it. I mean, there's been a lot of sort of upheaval in our typical lives and in our plans for the year, and you can imagine with the pandemic hitting us and the economy the way it is, we've got an election coming up.
Yeah,
if there's anything that we can do right now, if you're in the buying media stage of your plan for the year, it's to pivot, right? It's to be aware that there are some audiences won't be listening to you, and what do you do about that? And when do you go back in the market, and what do you do? So I think that what's really great is that Chris and his team, if anything, they are nimble, right? I mean, it's like, whatever we need to do, we're back in, we're back out, whatever needs to happen. And you can imagine there's been a lot going on just within consumers' emotional state. And what are they prepared to listen to at this point in time is really what it comes down to. So, Chris, over to you to talk about sort of the specific timing of that kind of change and what we did there. But it was really well worth it.
So when the campaign was created, it was based on this sort of the premise of your fantastic future faster. And the COVID pandemic hit, and people were not thinking fantastic future faster. And we realized, it was a quick pause button to say, okay, cat on a Roomba, dog on a treadmill. While they were funny and catchy and interesting, the messaging around those ads was really focused on projecting forward, and everything is going well, and things were not going well. So we paused the campaign for 70 days. To use that as an opportunity to listen to what consumers, as Teresa pointed out, what was happening with consumers and what were they interested in. And we knew that we had done sort of the right thing as we got ready to relaunch, and we had a focus group with millennials, and they were like, we're really sick of this whole like deep piano music, like things will be better, we're getting in this together, we're doing it together. They were like, we're ready for something else. And we knew at that point, when we came back out, it was less about fantastic future and more about here's how credit unions can help you. Mm-hmm. And that is what's been so phenomenal, because during this, this humongous thing that our country and our world is experiencing, credit unions stepped right in to do what credit unions do, which is serve members and serve their communities. And it was a great way for our campaign to then just take that success and begin to amplify it with consumers through digital ads to say, here's who a credit union is, here's why you want to join, and here's what credit union, or here's what consumers are saying about their credit union experience.
Yeah, that kind of segues my next question is like, what will it look like? What will the campaign, will there be kind of a new look to it or the same? I love the black and white and the photos, all that type of stuff, but is there going to be anything different about it? Because like you said, during the pandemic, we all saw the stories of just amazing, amazing stories that credit unions were continued to step up in huge ways during this whole time, and they continue to do so. So what are you going to use all those stories, or how will it look? Just to kind of give an overview here.
It's a combination. It's a recipe. You know, we're going to take the amazing creative that we had. Mm-hmm. Many of it could be retooled. Our agency calls it DJing. So we're taking this data, or we're taking the look and feel, but putting it around with different creative messaging, so that we're not talking necessarily about a particular product or service, but instead talking about credit union, the brand, and pointing to examples of how credit unions are helping and in a position to help consumers to do better. You know, CUNA collected a tremendous amount of data from credit unions about what they were doing in their communities, and we have access to that. So we were looking through it and finding those amazing stories and putting them out. We're introducing a consumer blog on the yourmoneyfurther.com page to be able to show consumers who visit that page, here are great examples of how credit unions are different. We've been really highlighting the hashtag #SeeYouDifferent. So the black and white photography, still very appropriate, works fantastic. Open your eyes to a credit union is still something that's very, you know, we've consumer tested. They still like the idea. They just want something more. They want something more emotional that is appealing to them on their level. And so what we ended up doing was breaking the campaign into even more micro audiences. Oh. So we were talking to people in sort of in the messaging and in the framework that they wanted to hear about credit unions. And we've been really super successful. I don't want to steal Teresa's thunder, but you know, it took us from January of 2019 to the end of January 2020 to get to our first million visitors to yourmoneyfurther.com. And from February 1st to July 15th, remember we were paused for 70 days in that time frame, we reached the next million that visited Your Money Further. Wow. We've served over 1.3 billion ads to people, and consumers cannot get enough of this of credit unions. They're taking it all in, they're clicking, they're looking, they're viewing, they're exploring, which is fantastic.
Teresa, I'll let you take it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm very excited about those kind of results. That really helps us, especially as we go out and try and win more credit unions over to supporting this program. But, you know, it's so interesting because credit unions did shine during this time, and we're shining today, okay? We're there for the consumer. And I think that as a credit union, I'm not out there doing much in the way of direct marketing of a product or a service. We certainly have everything in play. We're offering really good rates for things. We're helping, you know, consumers put a little more dollars in their jeans every month. I get that. But at the end of the day, what's really notable for us is that we're really talking about how do you feel today? How are you doing in the midst of job loss and the economy the way it is and the pandemic all sort of hanging over you? And what I love about this program is that it just pivoted beautifully into talking about exactly the same things that individual credit unions are working on. And it was what effortless, if you think about it, right? And that's what's great about this program. It is that, we always talk about it, it's that air cover, right? It is, the messaging has to be similar from an individual credit union's kind of positioning and what they're all about, mm-hmm. to the bigger picture, which is, let's talk about the credit union category here. So what I love is that's what we've been successful at doing, is just making sure that we're on the mark there in terms of what consumers need at this time.
Yeah, and what I've noticed is that the pandemic has, and I'm sure you guys have as well, but it's really set credit unions up nicely, because this is our wheelhouse, you know? This is what we do best, is really reach out and really step up and really be part of that community, that community that really needs us. So this is really, I mean, you guys, it's almost like a golf ball on a tee. You guys are like ready to just smack that thing down the fairway. Is that what you're finding, Chris? Is that, wow, this is, the stories that you guys must have are just must be incredible.
The stories are fantastic, but the one thing that, you know, about the campaign, about, you know, when we asked us about what has changed, we haven't lost focus from what our mission is, which is to increase consumer consideration for credit unions. So we're able to talk about credit unions. We're able to serve ads directly. You know, digital marketing is laser focused on the target audiences that you want and getting them to respond. And you know instantaneously if the message that you were sending connected with the audience that you wanted to have a conversation with or engage, because they take action in the direction that you wanted them to do. And so, you know, it speaks to, we didn't lose focus on consumer consideration. You know, we have an awareness track and a traffic track, so that we're actually doing two things at once to, you know, again, drive awareness of credit unions to consumers, as well as having them take action and visit yourmoneyfurther.com to learn even more about credit unions. But it is fascinating as we do this, watching credit unions respond to it and asking us, like, when is it launching here? So we've added, even during the pandemic, we were able to add states to bring us to 24. And now we're working with 6 more states to launch in first quarter of 2021. So that'll bring us up to 30. So the interest is there. Credit unions, I think, are seeing the opportunity in front of them. And what we're learning from this now is how to help credit unions connect the dot between this air cover campaign that's talking about credit unions, mm-hmm. and their local market, and how to bridge that gap to bring about a consumer journey that will help them, you know, pull these consumers in through suddenly that they're aware of a credit union and now waving their hand and going like, I'm a credit union, come on in and do business. So it's really exciting. I mean, I couldn't think of any place I'd rather be right now than in the seat that I have, watching and helping credit unions just talk about themselves and to do a better and do a great job of reaching out to consumers.
Yeah. And Tracy, I'm glad you're on the call, because I love to get the credit union perspective.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to add to what Chris was saying here, because my feeling is this: it makes me immensely proud to see this kind of campaign alive and in the consumer world right now. Think about that. As an individual credit union, I couldn't afford to do this on my own. Not in a million years could I get this kind of coverage. And I operate nationwide, so it's really difficult to do that. So what I love here is that we are absolutely in the big leagues here with this program, this campaign that's out there. I love that. And people are taking notice. And it sort of puts us in a category for them, and puts us in a placement of in the category of, we're in the big time here. You know, like, this isn't some, you know, mom and pop shop, small town kind of credit union feel, you know, some of that old school thinking. We're mainstream, man. We're doing a heck of a job. And if you haven't tried us yet, you need to. And what I love is that we're proving that people want to know so much more. The fact that they're going to yourmoneyfurther.com, that they're wanting to get that information, they're taking the information, they're playing the videos. That doesn't happen, I think, in any industry. This is very unique, and it's because of where consumers sit today. Yeah. And those that haven't made a switch, they will. It's just going to take some time. We never went into this thinking, you hear one ad, and you go and open an account at a credit union. No. Yeah, we've got to keep hearing it. Right? It's a consideration campaign. What's going to make you finally consider, I think I need to do this. I need to bite the bullet and make this happen. So you got to hear it a lot, though.
Oh, yeah. No. So. Yeah. The whole thing with, I mean, you guys know this is, it's repetitive. You have to hit the target a number of times in order for it to stick. So, and I want to know, what feedback have you guys received since all of this started, or even in the last 3 or 4 months? What feedback? Because it sounds like you guys have had record results, record view, all the great statistics out there. What feedback have you guys received, and have you implemented it into the new kind of the restart? Chris?
Feedback from credit unions, you mean?
Yeah, or feedback from people viewing, viewing the campaign and things like that, and have right. you taken it to heart and implemented it into the campaign?
Absolutely. So we have an advisory group, which is made up of credit unions, and we show them the material, we have them have a look at it and sort of give us some feedback from a consumer marketing perspective. We have our board. We also talk to just many, many, many credit unions who look at things and say, they learn from the materials. Mm-hmm. So they're like, oh, these are the words that you're using. I don't use those words in my own campaign. So we're bringing about and saying, these are our most popular ads, for example, what's playing well with consumers, yeah. but showing them the entire text that's being used so it can be duplicated on a local level, or at least used on a local level. And then we take we take the same information from credit unions who, maybe from a regional perspective are like, you know, these ads are great. However, we don't have that many trees here. So could you adjust the creative to maybe have less trees, more fields? Because that's going to play better with the audiences in perhaps the Midwest or, you know, wherever else we're marketing. So it is it is designed to be an interactive and a very nimble, ever-changing campaign focused on consumer consideration. So the feedback that we do get, we take seriously, and we bring it up, we have a whiteboard, we add it to the board, and we start thinking about, like, is that something that's viable? Or is it more communication that we should have with the credit union that says, that's great for a more localized mm-hmm. version of the campaign, which the credit unions can use all of the campaign materials locally and customize it. And so could they take some of that same information or some of that same messaging and turn it in their own local marketing?
Sure. Yeah. And like you said, Chris, before, is like with digital marketing, you can be so laser focused. I mean, and you can turn on a dime, you can do all sorts of great things with digital. It's fantastic. What are you seeing from your end, Teresa? What feedback have you received from credit unions or peers or anything like that that think mm-hmm. can really kind of give can really complement what you guys are already doing?
Yeah, and I think that we, you know, those that have been at the table since the beginning, they're big champions of ours, right? Credit unions that get it, that understand why we were doing what we're doing. We still have some credit unions that are still sort of on the fence and perhaps waiting to see what, some big bang, something's going to happen. But, you know, it doesn't mean that we ever take our foot off the gas. We have to constantly be talking about the benefits of doing this as an entire industry, like right. all of us together. And, you know, if we could get, I mean, I think we have, what, about 1,100, Chris, credit unions, organizations that are involved with the program today. Well, we know we have a lot more credit unions than that. So, where are they and why aren't they at the table? And if more of us were at the table, the cost to everybody would come down, right? That's the beauty of this. But because it is voluntary, we're constantly on that business development front, always trying to get more credit unions and more leagues behind us. Now, mm-hmm. as Chris just pointed out, though, if the trajectory is good, okay, it's we're so much better and so much further ahead than we were December 19. And now here we are in August and mm-hmm. we've gone from 750 organizations to 1,100 organizations. You know, I mean, that's pretty cool that we get that kind of movement, but there's more to be done. And I never, ever want to be complacent with what we have. There's a real reason for this. Now, the other thing I will mention though is credit unions are impatient. You know, we're all impatient. We want to see results immediately, but we have to keep remembering what we're trying to do here. We're trying to increase consideration. Yes, one day those will convert to memberships, but can we stop being so focused on, you know, measuring the number of new accounts versus and as a direct result of this campaign and really make sure that consumers are starting to change their mind that, hey, I should put credit unions in the consideration set. You know, Mike, this sounds like I think I talked to you 4 years ago about the same thing. Yeah. Nothing's changed, as you can tell. Right? It's the same campaign, we're after the same thing, create that top of mind awareness and consumers will start to realize, I think I got to go for this. Everybody else is doing it. How can all these, you know, millions of people be wrong? I got to figure out what this is all about. And it's about keeping it up there in top of mind. So yeah. I always have that sort of, yes, I'm excited, but I'm disappointed we're still not getting the number of credit union participants that we could have at this stage of the game. We should get more and we will.
Are people expecting Super Bowl ads or things like that? Because this isn't that type of campaign.
It's not.
No, what Teresa says is very true. There is when you do marketing, there is always that what's in it for me. I mean, that's the age-old marketing question is, how do I give this to myself? And I think the direct response marketing mantra that's been beat in people's heads for years and years and years is one way of marketing. But then we have this, this consideration marketing, which takes a lot longer to do. And the ROI will come, but it will be for the industry, not necessarily an individual credit union. You know, we placed 10 ads and then we're going to get three potential, customers to walk through the door. It's not designed to do that. It's meant to lift the entire industry. And so I will say something that's a statistic that I really just, I love, and nobody gets it as much as, as I enjoy telling it, but our bounce rate on Your Money Further through our traffic campaign is less than percent. Wow. Like I ask anybody that does marketing for a living that has done any kind of a campaign, that means that people that we targeted are going to that site and actually staying. That's where they wanted to be. You know, as a marketer, you know, I would have killed for a 25% bounce rate. You know, we're averaging less than 6%. So we've got the right consumer, we've got the right messaging, we've got the right, you know, the right subject, which is credit unions. You just need the credit unions to step into that and say, okay, let's put all this together for the formula for the results that we're looking for, which is to change our market share from this stagnant 7% and move it upwards, because it's the perfect time to have that happen.
So what do credit unions need to do to move that needle and support of this campaign? Teresa, what do credit unions need to do to move that needle?
They need to simply sign up. I mean, at the end of the day, check in with your league, find out where they're at with the program in your state if you haven't seen any visible activity about it, because we haven't got all 50 states yet. Okay, so we're still working on that.
You're on your way.
But and then there are ways you can take it. The materials available to a participating credit union here, it's immense. There's no way that an individual credit union would ever have these kinds of assets available to them except through participation of a program like this. It's amazing. You can pull anything out of there that you need to use in your regular credit union. But at the same time, know that this big news is going on a very big level that you're part of.
Yeah.
So just sign up. You know, that's really my only advice to everybody. Come on. It's time.
And Chris, that leads me into my next question. Where do folks go to sign up? I mean, I know we've talked about this a lot, but just as a reminder, refresher, where can folks go to sign up, participate, and again, let's move that needle?
CUNA.org/awareness.
Got it.
That's where they can go. They can raise their hand. They can send it to awareness.cuna or awareness@cuna.org or co-op, and we will get that email and we will follow up with you.
They can send Teresa an email. I'll take that.
Teresa loves getting emails about Open Your Eyes.
I love it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And the word complacency, Teresa, when you said that, it's like, gosh, does she have that in her dictionary? What is that? That is not a word in your dictionary, Teresa, you of all people. So, oh my goodness. All right. Anything else to add? Any final words of wisdom here, Chris, Teresa, anything to add to before we wrap up here? Teresa?
No, I'm good. Just, I think my finishing soundbite was just, you know, just do it. You know, sign up for God's sake. Let's do this.
I like that. Let's keep it going.
And we will remain true to this brand. I mean, this is the good news. We don't have to invent a story here. We have an amazing brand to talk about. It's perfect with consumers today.
Agreed. And we have so many anecdotes from the last, you know, 5 months to share for sure. Chris?
I was going to say, you know, research was the foundation of this effort, and we continue to do research. We will continue to publish the results of that research. We're going to have some research that's been done this year that we should be putting out in the next few weeks be able to let credit unions know exactly what's happening with the campaign. I haven't seen the preliminary results, but what I hear, they're very good. So I'm really excited to bring that forward so we can continue talking about how to raise credit union awareness.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'd love to share that too. When you have those numbers, that'd be great to share. Absolutely. As well. So good stuff. All right, Teresa, Chris, thank you so much for hanging out here for a few minutes. Appreciate all the hard work you guys are doing. It's for this greater good, as they say. So you guys are knocking it out of the park. So keep up the good work, and above all, be healthy and be safe, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks guys. Appreciate it.